talk to founding member of Foreigner, guitarist Mick Jones. How are you, Mick?
Hello, Mick.
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Well, we'd like to begin. I would, at least personally, I'd like to know what love is.
You don't know?
Cherry.
Never been there?
Probably not. We should mention.
Waste time, do you?
Should mention Foreigner's coming to Riverbend and Cincy the 26th and then Blossom in Cleveland July the 10th. You go to QFM96.com because we are sending a busload of people down for the show. So we look forward to that.
Really?
Mick, wow. How far into the tour are you guys with? And by the way, we should mention you're with Whitesnake and Jason Bonham as well.
Yes, that's right. We start production rehearsals early next week, and we'll be, I think the first show is up in Bangor, Maine, so we couldn't be much further away.
Sure.
But, you know, we're looking forward to that. We'll get to rehearse and do all that. That's a fun part of the tour, you know, when you're getting it all together, the excitement's gathering, and, you know, the anticipation of we'll be out there in a few days, and... it's really a great time. It's exciting, and it sort of gets the wheels in motion and ready to rock.
Now, the lineup is great because it's you guys, the Jukebox Heroes Tour, and it's Whitesnake and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Had you ever worked with Whitesnake or toured with them in the past, and how did this all come about to get these three acts together?
Well, we've never worked together, per se, but I've known David for a number of years, and of course, Jason spent 6 years in the beginning of the reformation of Foreigner, so, you know, it's sort of a family affair, and, you know, I've got a couple of extra Brits on the tour, in case, we want to have tea one day, or, you know, and all that sort of stupid English.
So. You know, it's funny, people think of, you know, well, who's the new singer? Kelly Hansen's going on almost 15 years with the band, right?
Is it really 15 years?
It's 14. It's yeah, right. When you first saw Kelly, did you know that he would work?
The first time I heard his voice, I knew it. You know, I'd been auditioning a number of singers, and the whole thing for me was... that the songs require a lot of emotion and a lot to bring them home. They're, some of them are pretty tough songs to sing, you know. I gave Kelly a tape. It wasn't a tape at the time, I guess. But I gave him a few tracks to put his voice on, and. It came back a couple of days later, and he had done that. And the first song put on, I knew he was the guy. And he turned out to be not just that, but really a big flag raiser for us, and was really an integral part of the band, you know, coming back and reaching our. Where I thought we should be, you know, we should be up there, and we had the songs, we had the musicianship, and it was just great, you know. He's been 100% every night, never lets anybody down, and very conscientious about what he does, and he's just been a powerful, powerful part of Foreigner.
Now Lou...
really, can't really say the new Foreigner anymore.
Right, yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Now, Lou Graham, he did join you for a few dates last year, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And how is Lou doing?
He's doing very well.
Good.
And it's amazing. He and Kelly hit it off like a house on fire. It was really great. And we're doing a couple more shows this year with the original members and, of course, Lou. And looking forward to those. We're doing the big bike rally up in Sturgis.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun, and it's just great seeing them. It's been great reminiscing with them, and everybody's in a good place, and we have a lot of fun on stage. So it's kind of a treat for the fans here and there to see this show with everybody on stage, and it's a lot of fun, so that's really cool.
Hey, Mick, tell us about, because we have a hockey team, the Columbus Blue Jackets, here, and our president of hockey operations is John Davidson. You guys wrote the song Double Vision after John and then had an album.
That's true.
Did you ever tell him, like, meet John in person and say, hey, we wrote a song?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. I was a big Rangers fan at the time, a big hockey fan in general. But yeah, he was bludgeoned by one of the, I can't remember what team it was, but and they had to carry him off the ice on a stretcher, and he was, they announced a few minutes later that he was said to have double vision. and Lou and I looked at each other, and I don't know, it just clicked. And
good thing you didn't have a hernia.
Hey, Mick, I didn't realize, and I reading your bio today, or maybe I didn't, I just remembered it again, you worked with George Harrison back in the 70s on an album. Tell us about working with George, and did you keep in touch with him throughout the years?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to see him quite often, and that moment, was incredible. I was sitting in this little cubby hole kind of thing in his castle, and he and I were sort of sitting there opposite each other and strumming away, and it was like I was transported. I think it was and Ringo was facing us too, a few feet away, and it was just a wonderful experience. I had met him previously a long, long time ago, and it was nice to hook up again. And such a wonderful guy, very mellow and very, very gentle and sure. Very, very, very good.
Well, Mick Jones is with us from Foreigner with so many hits, because I think people forget, you know, how many millions of albums you saw. When was it when you guys formed this group where you realized you had something special? Was it when the hit songs came out? Was it when you were recording? When did you realize, like, wow, we got really have something?
Well, actually, it was way at the end of the recording sessions. I got home one night and just laid on the floor with my headphones and closed my eyes and just listened to it from top to bottom. And I just felt this feeling I'd never had before, that we really had something. And I had no idea it was going to go, you know, to have the success that it ended up having. That was way beyond our wildest dreams to have that happen, you know. But it was very magical, and I knew that something was going to happen with this. But I, as I say, you know, I didn't realize the scale it was going to reach. And it was a wonderful half an hour or 45 minutes of bliss.
Did you put a lot of pressure on yourself when you're putting together these albums? Because with your band, three hits the first album, then you broke, you know, really huge second album, and then you just so much success. How about the pressure you felt as
how
a
to
group?
Top it.
Yeah, how to do it each time.
Yeah, it was definitely once we had the first album out and, you know, people had listened to it and heard it, you know, it was, it hadn't had anybody except, I guess, Boston had done a
debut.
Had a lot of success with their first album. But, I knew they were going to be formidable opponents, if you like. it was just, we were on Atlantic Records. We were on the same label as the Stones, Zeppelin at the time, Genesis, and we ended up outselling everybody and doubling the sales, actually, even on a number of those albums. So very good.
Well, what a great run.
Very fortunate.
What a great run you've had. And the tour kicks off a week from today, the 15th, up in Maine. It'll be at Riverbend down in Cincy on June the 26th, and then rolls into Blossom up Cleveland Way on July the 10th. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Mick. You're very generous with your time, man.
That's my pleasure, and we look forward to the show in Cincinnati. We play it pretty much every tour we play, so we know that well, and it's always a great time there.
Thanks, Mick. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Mick Jones, Torgan Elliott, QFM 96.